So, Maymay, you are the poet on the panel, and you were surrounded by many different points of view on happiness, and you're in a display here now today which is representative of happiness. What kind of experience are you having by participating in the event today?
Well, I spend a lot of time on the desert in New Mexico by myself, so when I thought of happiness, it was about, I guess, a vibration or resonance between, you know, the world and my heart. But then today, when I was with people whose happiness connected out to other people. And so that was a wonderful thing for me to experience that and feel the warmth of all the people with each other and of their visions, the heart's vision, you know.
You read a very beautiful poem of yours about the rose, and today you're wearing a red outfit, which is symbolic of the rose. That, I mean, everybody has a different vision of happiness, I suppose. But do you feel that nature in itself is the core for you to find happiness, or is it that simple?
I think nature is a coherence, and they say in science, like, when frequencies into harmony, they call that coherence, and so I do think that nature is a coherence, and it's a coherence that emanates out to the universe. So it's the universe and nature and the heart, you know.
You see that there are many. This exhibit has many pictures, photographs, and also the poem.
Of course.
Sorry?
It's really, the basis is love. Right.
Well, there are poems by Sri Chinmoy here, and I know that you have some connection to Sri Chinmoy. Has he had any particular influence on your writing or your life or your experience in any way?
I think he was very... Our evening with him was deeply inspiring and challenging, because we had to... he's a very complex and sophisticated and simple and loving, and then what he said, a progressive person. And so that... That challenged me to think about him for quite a long time after that.
When was that, by the way?
I don't know. Maybe about 6 years ago. Uh-huh. Or it was not so long before he died. And also, I think the simplicity of the work of his painting and the simplicity of the poetry interwoven with the many layers of his profound being. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.